There's something special, isn't there, about holding a beautifully glazed piece of pottery in your hands. A carefully crafted ceramic mug that can turn a simple sip of coffee into a therapeutic experience. Well, Stuart Scambler is a renowned Western Australian potter whose focus has been on making small domestic wares, bowls, plates, gorgeously glazed mugs. He loves bringing sculpture into people's everyday lives, and he encourages us to reflect on landscape, particularly the Western Australian landscape, with these earth-toned pieces. Stuart's latest exhibition is called Fragment at the University of Western Australia's Lawrence Wilson Art Gallery. And Stuart Scambler joins me on the Hub on Art. Thanks so much for coming in, Stuart.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, well, it's great. And, thank you for getting up very, very early. So, Stuart, first of all, you prefer to be called a potter, not a ceramic artist. What's the distinction for you?
I think potters, I work with clay. I've always looked at pots as being abstract people, so I think potters are as much an artist as ceramic artists. And I do work with clay and make pots. That makes me a potter.
Yeah.
And I stand on the shoulders of millennia of people who've worked with clay and were potters. I'm very happy to be in that mode.
Yes. Now, Stuart, radio is a wonderful way to travel and to learn stuff. So I was wondering, can you describe what your studio looks like?
My studio at home is a limestone building reflecting the character of Fremantle. It's actually at home. I've worked from home for over 40 years. It's not very large, and so I must be crazy making this big stuff in a tiny space. But it's full of domestic ware, and it's a little factory, and it's a little place of art. It's a place of refuge. It's a very nice place for me to be in and work.
What does it look out onto?
The window looks out onto our garden and the driveway, so I can see people arriving. and it looks sort of northwest, so I can see the sun go across the sky and see what's happening in the street.
Wow, it really sounds beautiful. Now, Stuart, for this particular exhibition, which is perhaps slightly confusingly called Fragment, you've diverged from these small pieces that you're known for to create really very large pieces. So what made you decide to go so big with this new collection?
The idea of the land has been in my work since very early in my career, and I've always sort of looked at the land through by wrapping it round pot sites and people sort of indirectly, and I wanted to start addressing the land directly. And about 10 years ago, I started exploring the idea of addressing those things about the land directly. And it sort of developed that some ideas need to be expressed in large scale rather than a smaller scale, just for the physical impact. And all that said, I still do believe that some of the small work I've made is just as powerful as these very large pieces.
Can you describe a few of these pieces in the exhibition?
Yeah, the exhibition's made up of seven major elements. And they're all called Fragment because I think when you look at a land as big as Australia, you can't look at the whole. You can only look at bits and remember bits. So Fragment 1, which is a 9-metre long textured ball piece, it's textured by just purely with my hands, no tools involved. The texture's put in place with my hands, and the surface is applied by fire. So those two things reflect that textured nature of a strip of Australian land. The hand, as human hands have had a role in forming Australia, and fire. Fire is such a major thing in our land, and it forms, you know, the nature of the flora, and it, by default, once the flora has changed, so the land erodes differently. So that strip is 9 metres long, and it's probably the major piece. In the centre of the room, there are some tall Fragment 2. There are three tall elements, 2.4 metres tall, and they represent in some ways the tall things in our landscape, the vertical nature of stuff. Gorge walls, ant hills, and hard-edged hills that exist in the Pilbara and through the Kimberley. And they're in the shape of sort of like sails, because I really believe that the land is taking us on a journey. It's not the other way around, that we are the people we are largely because of the land we live in. There's a third piece, which is, it's a floor piece, I guess. It's about 5 metres long, and it's like an aerial view as you fly over the Kimberley in the wet, with water running everywhere against a brown and dark red sort of landscape. But for me, it talks about the importance of water in our land. And the other, there are three other elements which are made of thrown bottles, which echo with the my previous work, which was all thrown, but they represent people in the land, and the surfaces represent, in the three separate groups, the length of time these different people have been wrapped in the land. As people have been in the land longer, it becomes more of them more effectively.
Mm.
And then the last piece, a small bowl, which in some ways for me is one of the most important ones. It's a very small bowl at the entrance of the exhibition, and it's filled with a cone of the dust from my car when I did that trip 2 years ago.
Oh,
and that
wow.
And that talks about the preciousness of the land, how its future is in our hands and we need to treat it with care.
Yes. Stuart, you make these enormous works in a wood-fired kiln at home, but I understand that this is quite different from using an electric kiln. Can you talk about the process and how, indeed, you make such big things?
The wood-fired kiln is actually not at home, because home is in Palmyra, which is close to Fremantle.
Oh, okay.
The wood-fired kiln is at a property at York that we bought to actually locate the kiln, because it's so large and we burn 2 tonnes of wood at a time. We need to grow trees to replace the wood we burn and to supply us with some. And it's like a long tube with a firebox at one end, a chimney at the other, and the fire affects the pots, and the wood ash from the fire affects the work differently as it travels down the kiln. And there are some areas along the kiln where I actually throw wood in on top of the work, and it develops some really interesting surfaces. It's a risky way to fire, because you give up absolute control. It's just you can control some stuff, like how you pack the kiln, where you do, how you fire. But what actually happens in the kiln is just outside that control. It's giving up some certainty. And that's what makes that firing process fantastic, because the uncertainty means I'm going to get some things which are just not what I'm looking for. They're just dreadful. I can't describe it in any way.
So when that moment when you actually open the kiln, is it a moment of almost nervousness that you're never really sure what's going to happen?
Yes, I'm always nervous. Always apprehensive and happy. It's a mixture of those things, because as well as things you don't get what you want, you get some things that you do want, but you get a small number of things which transcend, which are much better than anything you could do on your own. You know, something like the universe has come along and said, yes, you can have this one, because you accept the bad ones, you can accept the good ones too. And that happens in the land for me. There's uncertainty. If you look at farmers, how uncertain is their existence in the land? And it reflects that whole idea of being in the land, the uncertainty of having to survive, get good and bad together.
Mm. So, Stuart, you yourself come from Manchester originally, is that right?
A very long time ago. Yes, well, I was born in Scotland, so better. we lived in Manchester for five years of my life, when I was 18 months old to when I was 7 when I came here. And I came as an immigrant into a land full of really bright lights and open spaces and bush and, you know, animals that frighten the living daylights out of you when you're a little kid. Because the middle of Manchester on Stockport Road, it was just...
Oh, I know it well. I went to college there. So I was wondering, there's such an exhilaration at the way you talk about this landscape that you now live in. Do you feel that in some ways you're still that little lad who came at 7 years old to Australia?
When I did that trip last year, I really felt just like I was on this new discovery. Although I've been in the land before, and every time I go there, it's different. Maybe there's more understanding, maybe there's more to see. I have more curiosity about why is this so? Why does the land look like this? You know, how do I survive in this land? No, not necessarily survive as in physically, but survive spiritually and emotionally. And that's a feeling I wanted to bring into this show, that the idea of the spiritual and emotional trip through this land, the landscape, because the show is set, not, you know, it's a set of individual things, but it's a whole. It works, for me, it works as a whole. And to travel through the show, I'd like people to feel like they've walked through an abstract landscape and, you know, it's a bit mysterious and dark and there's new things to discover.
Stuart, thank you so much. I mean, even from seeing the photographs online, it is an extraordinary landscape that you've created. And I can only hope that as many people can go and see the show as possible. And thank you so much for coming onto The Hub on Art.
Thank you very much for having me.
Stuart Scambler, and Stuart's exhibition Fragment runs until the 18th of August at the Lawrence Art Gallery. So you can head to our website, The Hub on Art, to see some more of his works.